Chapter 13. Getting very rich is predictable, not risky. Robert's view.
Besides using McDonald's as an example, my rich dad used an apple grower to explain predictability. He told me the story of an apple grower who started with 1 acre of apple trees. Planting that first acre, my rich dad said, was hard. The farmer did not have much money, and the apple trees needed time to grow. After a few years, apples appeared, and the farmer sold them. With his profits, he bought 2 more acres and planted more trees. Soon, he had over 100 acres of apple trees, all producing apples. It started slowly, but he knew if he kept doing what he was doing, he would soon be a very rich man. Though this example was a very simple one, it served me well. Yes, but what about bugs or drought, some might ask. It's a valid question. And successful business owners don't count on everything going perfectly. For example, all store owners know that there will be theft by both customers and employees. A successful business will factor in reserves for these losses in their projections and build systems to control and minimize those losses. Now I hear some cynics saying, yes, but if you plant too many trees and produce too many apples, the price of apples will come down. Yes, this is true. Bringing prices down is the object of competitive capitalism. Without competitive capitalism, we would not enjoy a higher standard of living at an affordable price. My point is, once you understand predictability, you will see it everywhere. You can see it every time you pass McDonald's. You can see predictability every time you see a pair of Levi's jeans. When you drive up to a gas station to fill your car with gas, it is predictability in action. You see it even playing Monopoly. If you recall, one house pays you so much. If you add 2 houses, you earn more. And if you convert 4 houses into a red hotel, you earn even more. Once you understand predictability, you will see it everywhere. And wherever you see predictability, you will understand why someone or some business is making a lot of money without much risk. Now you may better understand why I become frustrated when I hear people say, investing is so risky. Or when I hear a financial planner tell someone that the safe thing to do is invest in savings and mutual funds. To me, it just shows a lack of financial training and a low financial IQ. Donald Trump makes his billions not by building just one building. He builds many buildings, or he builds a building with hundreds of condominiums in it and sells them. His method for success fits the formula we've been describing. He leverages, controls, creates, expands, and predicts. While there is always some risk, he has confidence in his projects because he is in control of the process.